What I would like to do is meditate with you. Meditation is, after all, an experience-based language. So everyone, please prepare your seat for meditation. The basic seat of meditation falls along the lines and expresses the architecture of the form. Spine is straight, not in a military ramrod sense, but stacked to gravity. You can feel a line drop from the crown of the head down through the center of the chest to the base of the spine. It's like a thread of a spider web. And to open the meditation, you begin to work the shuttle of the loom, driven by the breath. The breath of meditation is called the bellows breath. And that is because you treat the body like a bellows. When you want to charge a bellows, you expand it and you fill it with air. When you want to discharge a bellows, you compress it. The bellows breath is thus, by controlling the breath with the solar plexus, you expand the solar plexus, very physically so. That draws the breath in. You simply expand the muscles of the solar plexus. That expands the ribcage, and the breath draws in just like a bellows. You wait a beat, and then you squeeze the solar plexus, pushing the breath out. Attenuate your attention to the movement of the breath inward and out. What you'll find is that is the portal from one level of attention to a deeper level of attention, to a deeper. Use the entire length of the spinal cord from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. What is prana? But it's the electricity of life. Observe carefully that the prana is moving primarily through the center of the body, but it will also move through the volume of the body. The prana will actually move in the space outside of the body. One of the things about the movement of the prana is to note the connectedness of the prana with inside the body and the prana flowing through the infinite creation. It is a single thing. And in this way, you will begin to feel connected to all things as the prana systems open up inside you and pervade you. It's important to understand that the prana is one of the first expressions of the Kundalini. One of her first faces. As the prana becomes very lively, very aroused, the Kundalini becomes very lively and aroused. A very strong relationship between the subtle body of the prana and the Kundalini and the physical body is generated. I want you to continue to breathe in this way, the bellows breathing. As now we begin to talk about the dharana. Now we've essentially already been doing dharana because dharana is the mental aspect of attention. In this component of breath exercise, dharana is that component of attention that is generated by the combination of the mind and the will in the form of concentration. In Dharana, it is important to understand that attention is a reflex of the mind. And the nature of Dharana is one of apprehension, the seizing and capturing of an idea with the steady burn of attention that is apparent in concentration. In other words, to keep your mind focused on a single subject over the course of several minutes or several hours without allowing it to wander is Dharana. So this is very much taking that component of attention, that is the combination of one's willpower, one's mental reflex of attention, and focusing it in a form and reflex of concentration and apprehension. Apprehension is the word used in philosophical texts to describe concentration. Because when we concentrate, we drive our attention in a single line towards the subject that we are concentrating on, without turning left or without turning right. In this case, the object of our attention is the breath. When the breath, the belly's breathing is moving in, it is descending. When the breath is moving out, the prana is ascending. In this case, we are applying our dharana to the movement of the breath. When the breath moves, the prana moves. When the prana moves, the mind moves. When the breath is descending, the prana is descending. When the prana is descending, the mind is descending. And without allowing our attention to flicker in any other direction, we hold to that truth. An example of dharana in everyday life was if a farmer has a large field, on one side of his field there is a stream or a lake, and on the other side of a field he has a fruit tree that he wants to be watered every day. Rather than taking one bucket of water a day, carrying it from the stream to the tree, back and forth until the tree is watered every day, what he does is he cuts a furrow into the field, a straight line, an exact straight line, from the stream, across the field, to the tree. The furrow is exactly 2 feet wide and 1 foot deep. It does not widen and become larger. It does not become deeper. It is exactly 1 foot deep and 2 feet wide all the way across the field until it reaches the tree. It does not turn left. It does not turn right. That picture is a picture of dharana. A steady flow of attention, a steady flow of water from the stream to the tree. The water is neither going fast or slow, turning left or right, stopping anywhere. The dharana is the flow of water from the stream to the tree, fulfilling an action. In other words, the water has captured the tree and ground around the tree is becoming deeply watered. That is dharana. So as you continue to breathe in your pranayama, you lock your mind on the breath. You attenuate your mind to the prana that moves inside the breath. When the breath descends, the prana descends. When the prana descends, the mind descends. You capture the breath. You capture the prana with the apprehensive reflex of your attention. You do not allow your mind to turn left or right, to waver, to think about anything else. This is dharana. Because you understand the reflexive attention is the energy of the water. By directing your attention to the breath, you are channeling the energy of your mind to the breath and to the prana. And by doing so, they are becoming connected and commingled. This is important. This is why they use the word apprehensive. The attention has captured the idea of the breath and is paying attention to every component of the breath and the prana. You're not allowing your mind to wool gather or to think about what happened at work today or think about your girlfriend or your boyfriend. You're thinking only about the breath. And by do so, you're directing the power of the mind into the essence of the vitality that is prana. What is prana? But it's the electricity of life. And by directing the power of the mind into that vitality, it's like mixing elements of wind and water to generate thunder and lightning. In other words, the power of the event grows exponentially. See how it seems to build. It's the power of the prana and the mind commingling. In this way, you exponentially arouse and grow the power inside your spine, inside your subtle physical body. I mean, you breathe air every 6 seconds. But have you ever thought of the volume of that little gulp of breath is connected to the entire atmosphere? And for that 6 seconds, the entire atmosphere is inside you. It hasn't disconnected from the ocean just because it's gone inside your body. By taking advantage of this, you can use the absolute integration of the molecules of the atmosphere to integrate yourself. It starts with the breath. But every part of it has to be conscious. It doesn't take very long. By attuning yourself thusly, you can feel the throb of the volume of consciousness of the atmosphere, the currents and waves, throbs, and sheer pressure, sheer weight. Use the momentum of the breath and find that rhythm like a rolling sea. It's there. You don't have to imagine it. The atmosphere has a rhythm to it. And the fluidity of the atmosphere in relationship to the firmness of the earth has a resonance. And you use your subtle consciousness to tie in to that profound stream, that profound rhythm. Deep and abiding. Powerful and profound beyond words. It's like touching a mystery. Don't allow your attention to wander. Stay in this matrix between the physical, the subtle physical prana, fabric of the mind, the deep ocean. the masters of consciousness essentially have used the dynamics of breath, of concentration, of meditation, not to discover some mysterious reality hidden somewhere, but to plug into reality itself. This is the doorway through. In this way, you turn the matrix of your entire mind, body, being into an instrument of communication with that great ocean. dedication. Om Swaha.